We're continuing today in the third parak of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So in the first three Mishnayos in this parak, we learned the dinim of a lulav, of a hadas, of an arava, and then Mishnah Dalet took a little bit of a break. Instead of going straight to esrog, taught us how many of each min you require. So now Mishnah Hey is going to finish the program that we started by going through esrog, the dinim of an esrog. Esrog agazel vayavish pasul, is stolen or dried out. Esrog is pasul. Shel asher b'shulim dachas pasul. If it comes from an asherah or an dachas pasul, again, those halachos are very familiar to us because all of those halachos applied also to the other three minim. But here we get unique with an esrog. Shel orla pasul. An esrog of orla is pasul. Orla is only shayich by the esrog. It's not shayich by the other three because orla is fruit. It's fruit that grows in the first 3 years after a tree is planted. It's also bana. So it's pasul to use for the mitzvah. Shel truma, because you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, it's pasul to use for the mitzvah. Shel truma tamei pasul. An esrog that's from truma that became tamei, which also you can't eat. Even a Kohen is not allowed to eat truma tamei, he's only allowed to eat truma tahora, so that's also pasul. Shel truma tahora, if an esrog is from truma tahora, lo yitol, best not to perform the mitzvah with it, because you might be machshirit lekabel tuma, and you have to be shomer your truma, you have to protect your truma, you're not supposed to make it susceptible to tuma, v'im not al kasher, but if you did take it, then it's still going to be kasher. Shel demai, if you have an esrog that's demai, I mean you got it from an amaretz and you don't know if he was mafresh maestros properly, so Bishami posel. Bishami says it's posel because demai is not allowed to be eaten by anybody. But Basil Machshirim Basil says that it's kosher because poor people can eat demai. And even though you happen to not be poor, it's the fact that people are allowed to eat it, or maybe even the fact that you're allowed to eat it if you were poor, or if you were to make yourself poor, is enough to make it kosher. Shel maestro sheni b'Yerushalayim lo yitol v'imnatul kosher. If it's a maestro sheni esrog and you're in Yerushalayim, ideally you shouldn't take it because you might make it susceptible to tumah, and you have to guard your maaser sheni from becoming tameh, but you are yotzei the mitzvah if you did take it. So other cases of an esrog are listed in Mishnah Vav, meaning unlike the other minim which only had one Mishnah dedicated to each one of them, an esrog has several Mishnayos dedicated to it because there are more halachos of an esrog. Also chazazis al rubo, chazazis, some sort of deformity like blisters came up on an esrog, nitla pitmas, or the pitum of the esrog was taken and was removed, which is a common problem that happens with esrogim. Niklaf, or the skin, the outer skin was peeled off entirely. Nistak, or the esrog was split. Nikev chaser kulshu, there's a hole in the esrog and it made it chaser. It's missing even the tiniest amount. Pasul, it's then going to be pasul. Also chazaz is al miyuto, but if the blisters are on less than half of the esrog, nital ukso, it's not the pitum that fell off, but it's the ukats, it's the stem that was taken, nika velo chaser kalshu, if it has a hole, but that hole did not make it chaser, did not, no part of the body of the esrog was removed, so then kasher, then the esrog is going to be kasher. Esrog hakushi pasul, a black esrog is pasul, meaning that's assuming that a black esrog is uncommon. In a place where a black esrog is normal, then it would be kasher, because it's not considered to lack in any sense of beauty. Vayaro kakarti, and if an esrog is green like a leek, then it's a machlokas, right? Meir machshiv Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Meir says kashiv, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it's posel. Green like a leek means a very dark, deep green. But esrogim that have a little bit of a greenish tinge certainly are not going to be posel, and it's common practice that people use such esrogim all the time. So to review what we learned today, we said when it comes to an esrog, if it's stolen or dried out, it's posel. It's from an asher, from an ir. Dachas is possible. If it's Orla, which is Asr Bahana, it's possible. If it's Truma Tamea, which no one's allowed to eat, it's possible. If it's Truma Tahora, it's not ideal to use it because you're risking that you're Makshut Lekabal Tuma, but if you did take it, it's Kasher. If it's Demai, so it's Machlokas, Beshame says possible, Beisilil says Kasher, since poor people are allowed to eat Demai according to Beisilil. If it's Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you shouldn't do it because you're risking that it will become Tamei, but if you did it, it's Kasher. If you used it, it's Kasher. Then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if there are blisters feathers that covered the majority of the surface of the esrog, or if the pitim was removed, or if it was the outer surface was peeled, or if it was cracked, or there was a hole that took away some of the body of the esrog, it's going to be possible. But if the blisters are only on a small part of the esrog, or only the ukatz was removed, or there's a hole but it didn't take away any of the body of the esrog, then it's going to be kosher. And an esrog hakushi, we said, is possible. And an esrog that's green like a leek is a machlokas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says it's kosher, and Reb Yehuda says that it is possible. Okay, from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.